as a teenager.
Tickets are being wrapped up in the state right now. They're going to they're going to bring the tickets tomorrow to the City Club Tours, which is very nearby. They have an air fans office and we can have a couple of days there. Everything's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody goes in the same school.
This is the first passport that you ever printed?
No.
I mean, in the West?
From before coming here.
Oh, and then you go out with you?
Yes.
So, Srila Bhagavatam, India's message of peace and goodwill. 60 volumes of elaborate English version by Chaitanya Goswami, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, carried by the Singhi Steam Navigation Company Limited, Bombay. All over the world for scientific knowledge of God. That is true. The suffering that exciting human society can at once be brought into control simply by individual practice of Bhakti Yoga, a simple and easy process of chanting the holy name of God. Every country, every nation, and every community throughout the world has some conception of the holy name of God, and as such, either the Hindus or the Mohammedans or the Christians, everyone can easily chant the holy name of God in a meditative mood, and that will bring about the required peace and goodwill in the present problematic human society. Any inquiry in this connection will be gladly answered by Sri Swamiji. The Hindus generally chant the holy name of God in 16 chain of transcendental sounds composed of 32 alphabets. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. The Vedic literature like the Upanishads and the Puranas do recommend chanting of the above mentioned 16 holy names as a stretch, and Lord Sri Chaitanya, his cult of chanting the holy name of God, gave special importance on these transcendental sounds. In this age of Kali, or the age of hate, hypocrisy, corruption, and quarrel, the only remedy or measure is that every man should chant the holy name of the Lord, both individually and collectively. The glories of the holy name have been described by Sri Chaitanya in his 8 verses of Shivshastra, which run as follows. 1. Glory to the Sri Krishna Sanyasi Town, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together, and thus the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death is extinguished. Such sanctifying movement is the prime benediction for the humanity at large, because it spreads rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of transcendental knowledge, it increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it helps to have a taste of the full nectarine for which always anxious we are. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction upon the living being, and therefore you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna, Govinda, etc. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental potencies, and there is no hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names. O my Lord, you have so kindly made easy approach to you by your holy names, but unfortunate as I have no attraction for them. One can chant the holy names of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking himself as lower than the straw in the streets, tolerant more than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and being ready to offer all kinds of respects to others. O the Almighty Lord, I have no desire for accumulating wealth, nor I have any desire to enjoy beautiful women. Neither I want any number of followers of mine. What I want only is that I may have your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. I'll defend Maharaj Nandan. I am your eternal servitor, and although I am so, somehow or another, I have fallen in the ocean of birth and death. Please therefore pick me up from the ocean of death, and fix me up as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. O my Lord, when shall my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing incessantly by chanting your holy name? And when all the holes of hair on my body will have eruptions by the recitation of your name? O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering the moment as 12 years or more than that, and tears flowing down my cheeks like the torrents of rain. I am feeling all vacant in the world without your presence. I do not know anyone except Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain as such even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or he may make me broken hearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything, but he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. Chanting of the holy name of God is recommended for everyone, both for the mass of people and the class of people. Those who are scholars, philosophers, scientists, religionists, and educated may read the English version of Srimad Bhagavatam by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami with particular attention to the purport appended with each and every verse. They have appreciated the publication as follows. In quote, at the time when not only the people of India but those of the West seemed to chase an inequality of love and truth in a corrupting atmosphere of hate and hypocrisy, a work like this will have uplifting and corrective influence. What is God? He is truth, he is love. Even an atheist must accept the supremacy of these qualities and how much they are needed by the people of the world who have been taught to deny God, and these qualities do not require much emphasis. The author has attached a tremendous task. A pursuer will give us in the sample measure a knowledge of the original. The essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is the exposition of the absolute truth. We would recommend this book. And another one. The editor's vast and deep study of this book. It doesn't give who is speaking, just the quote. The editor's vast and deep study of the subjects and critical insights are reflected in these notes. We have no doubt that with the publication of these volumes of the rightful interpretations of the Bhagavatam, which has been the gift of Sri Chaitanya and his Goswami followers, has now been available to the English known world for the first time. The elaborate method is very helpful to the ardent students of Bhagavatam who lack in Sanskrit language. It is admitted in all hands that Bhagavatam is the most difficult text amongst the Puranas. The author richly deserves the gratitude of the devotees for his pious learned labor of love. And another one. These volumes speak very highly of Swamiji's scholarship, and especially of his love of cultural pursuits. When we look into the enormous labor and sacrifice in producing them single-handed, and that too at the ripe old age of 68. We earnestly pray to the Almighty that he may spare Swamiji for all the years he may require to finish the magnum opus of 60 volumes, and earn the love and gratitude of his fellow men in pursuit of divine love and grace, nay, of the entire humanity. You have done a first-class work, and you deserve the hearty commendations of every Indian, every Hindu. Your deep and penetrating study of the subject and your philosophic insight are reflected in this book, etc., etc. That's the whole pamphlet.
Complete?
Yeah. You used to give this pamphlet when you first came?
Yes.
That was a very nice picture.
Oh. We both coming here.
So you would have been 69 then?
69, I think.
Taken in Germany, I think.
Crazy, right?
There's which is Hank and Ginger, Vader BS, and then some of the devotees. Thank you, Sam, devotees.
Yeah.
You're making a joke.
But you were preaching before that in India.
Huh? You were preaching before that in India, you know?
Oh, yes. That's for God. You were just translating?
The library party said that they, everywhere in Delhi they went, they found that you had already placed your three volumes in Bhagavatam. The one in Washington, the Library of Congress.
Oh, they're in the
East. Oh. But that is where they have your original Back to Godhead. The first copy they have in Washington.
I don't know. alone.
To all means.
Yeah. Is what I'm doing.
One.
That's the one you do. The big deal I love.
On you again? It's very possible to prove that he was so determined.
but that's all we have.
Actually, I think most of our friends have got many, many values and cards.
And where's the leaves?
Just like in India, they used to measure wealth by how many cows. Like they measure wealth by how many cars.
And we have both.
Yeah.
How does cars work? What do you want with life? It's the new class.
They like?
The new class.
Oh, yes. Great, working progress. In the evening, it's very nice out of doors.
Yeah.
It's warm from the day. No one falls asleep. Except for the children, and that's very good. They've been in quiet.
Saturday, Tuesday is a good qualification, right?
Yeah. It's your own qualification.
Yes. You have to kill somebody to get somebody in your body.
Complex businessman.
Yes, yeah.
First class scientist. And the best politician. Like in America, once they found Nixon was cheating, then they're investigating one man after another, and everyone. They're finding all the same.
How did you ever spend money? Well, oh yes, I think they try to help you.
The lies are the worst because they know the law. So they know how to cheat in such a way that they can stay within the law. That Amberese's wife cheated us out of school on so many things. Only got that detour prophecy.